Spirit is separate, specific, singular. It's also spiritual. It is the fruit of the Spirit. And this is very, very important. How is it the fruit of the Spirit? It's because He produces the fruit, and we, as His followers, bear the fruit. That's a very, very important thing to grasp. Because if you start thinking that you're responsible for producing fruit, you'll be very, very frustrated. He produces the fruit, we bear the fruit. And this is an example of the mysterious cooperation that exists between God and His people. How does it work? Well, the Bible teaches that when someone truly becomes a follower of Jesus Christ, His Spirit takes up residence in that person's life. Every, without exception, every follower of Jesus has the Holy Spirit of God living within them. That's pretty awesome, yeah? Talking about taking up residence, has anyone here ever bought a house that belonged to somebody else had lived in? Yeah? You've bought the house, you want to move in, perhaps you have moved in, but the decor is not to your liking. You think, I think we'll just spend a little bit more and get a new kitchen fitted. We'll do all sorts of various changes to get it exactly the way you want it. Well, similarly, the Holy Spirit, when He comes into our lives, when He takes ownership and then takes up residence in our lives, He starts making changes too, because He doesn't like the way that we've been living our lives. He starts to make changes. And as we partner with Him by voluntarily placing ourselves under His benevolent rule, He begins to produce within us the ninefold spiritual fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is not up to us to produce that fruit. Now, does that not take some of the pressure off you? But it is our job, it is our responsibility to bear the fruit that the Holy Spirit is producing within us, so that those around us can see the effects of the Spirit's work in our lives. So the fruit of the Spirit is separate, it is specific, it is singular, it is spiritual, and it is supernatural. It is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of natural inheritance or learning. Now, we probably all know people who are loving, joyful, or faithful people, but they might have no connection with Jesus. What they're displaying are natural personality characteristics. But the great thing about the fruit of the Spirit is that even though we might not be naturally loving, joyful, or self-controlled people, our connection to Jesus brings us to that place where the Spirit can produce these qualities within us. Not just one or two, but all nine of them. Not every Christian, as I said, has all the gifts of the Spirit, but every Christian is meant to demonstrate all the fruit of the Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is He? He is God, and He is at work in our lives and in the world. What is the fruit of the Spirit? It is separate from the gifts. It is specific in that there are these nine. It is singular. It is one package, one fruit. It is spiritual. It belongs to the Holy Spirit. He produces it. We bear it. And it is supernatural. It is not a result of natural personality.